you like LMNO. I piss on you, let every toxic element go. All you pussies is fuck, call me not Sullivan Joe. Hey, Slaughterhouse, let's go rock Ed Sullivan Show. I literally can't front, I'm back like never before. I'ma rack my letter to hoes. Dear prostitute, I miss y'all letting me slap my head on your nose. Where the fuck is my guitar? It couldn't have went far. Oh yeah, I smashed it on homie head in that Brooklyn bar. Man, I'm somewhere in between a crook and a star. Had some more bars, but I left my rap book in the car.
Who's that Woodstock hood hop? Hands up if you fucking with it.
We repping Brooklyn.
Come on. Jersey.
Come on.
Long Beach.
Come on.
Detroit.
Come on.
Spaz out. Knock a nigga ass out. Knew he had a paper thin chin and a glass mouth. West Coast shit. Seven deuce glass house. Got a little fame. So me and my posse mash out. I ain't got a college degree. Just a circle of bosses. The slaughter's in me. Pardon me, G. I just wanna fuck your daughter and flee. And leave all that Mary shit in the background like I'm father and see. Cocky. But don't be a copycat when you see me rocking that LA Kings hockey hat. I'm the king of LA. Do you copy that? It's time for some change like Obama in a laundromat.
Yo, this that Woodstock hood hop. Hands up if you fucking with it.
We rap in Brooklyn.
Come on. Jersey.
Come on.
Long Beach.
Come on.
Detroit.
Come on.
Do y'all want problems with us? I guess not. Broadcasting live from a Pyrex pot. The streets know that we nice. Try your best shot. Speech coded in ice. Dialect hot. Everybody. Gun talking repetitive, call it chip fool. You ain't ever heard of me, mama, you excuse. I don't only diss dude. You sleeping on this, that's what it is. Just understand that I ain't getting a wink of sleep, so you looking at the back of your lids. I'm a lyrical ounce of pimp. Still counting them chips, for real, mommy. Slaughterhouse in this bitch.
This that Woodstock hood hop. Hands up if you fucking with it.
We rap in Brooklyn.
Come on. Jersey.
Come on.
Long Beach.
Come on.
I'm not a gangbanger, more like game changer. With tame anger, alias lover named Danger. Liable to pop at kids and aim flamers. I'm why your parents told you not to entertain strangers. Don't get it, top notch flow sickest. Best out, don't blame me, it's no spitters. So vicious on the road to riches. From now on, call me Mr. Wise. They chasing all of your old bitches. From the hood New Jersey, and I claim this. Oxymoron, ride with the dirtiest stainless. Cock back, hot to ditty, so I keep the top back. So when the streets is watching, I can watch
yo,
back.
Yo, this that Woodstock hood hop. Hands up if you fucking with it.
We rap in Brooklyn.
Come on. Jersey.
Come on.
Long Beach.
Come on.
Detroit.
Come on.
Yo,
this that Woodstock hood hop.
Hands up if you fucking with it.
We rap in Brooklyn.
Come on.
Jersey.
Come on.
Long Beach.
Come on.
Detroit.
Come on.
Sit back and I be thinking like to myself, like, you know, I know I'm here, but where am I? You know what I mean? I know I'm here somewhere, but I can't find me. You know what I'm saying? It's like my whole life, man. I've been looking for me. It's a lot of shit that go on in my head. Check it out. Spent my years isolated, couldn't live with myself. I was troubled as a young kid, my tears didn't help. Manic depression was evident, I'd bathed in the deep. All alone with these four walls came in me. Barricaded was my mind state, I wanted to die. Never happiness, just sad times, living a lot. Rather leave it, I was suicidal, splitting my wrist. Mama thinking I was crazy, like using a fist. Was gonna change how I was feeling, I was painless. Wasn't me, it was my inner feelings coming alive. I remember waking up like I was headed for school. Left me standing in the hospital, locked in this room. Put away, I'm a troubled kid, losing my mind. Falling short of what they expected from me every time. So don't fall me if you meet me and I look to be strange. I'm just laughing at the sunshine and dying already.
Sunshine to the pain. When it comes, it goes again. Even when the story ends, just turn the page and begin again. Your sunshine, I got it. Don't hate me, I won't ever change. Thankful I was made this way. Your sunshine, my kind of day.
I was raised in the neighborhood where cowards would die. If you was real, it was understood, it showed in your eyes. Every corner had a different hustle sprawled in your face. Drug wars on an uproar, surviving the chase. Struggle-matic had to move along, quiet as kept. Spoken words got you dealt with, so ride with yourself. I'm a juvenile, they telling me get down if you will. No getting high, cause when you get high, you have to get help. As far as health, mine was mental though, you know how that go. Psychologically, I deal with demons talking in codes. Hopefully, I get to meet Jesus somewhere on this road. Sick of hearing people screaming in my head saying no. Better off if I was dead, cause they killing me slow. All in all, it's just a part of life, watch the show. Ain't nothing ever came to niggas sleep except for a dream. It's like a movie with the ending credits etched in the scene, right?
Yeah, you're right. Sunshine to the rain.
Sunshine
to the rain.
Hurt provided the frame for the picture I didn't paint it for the wise to explain. So I leave behind my testimony, witness to give. Far from holy, but this matrimony provided the script to live on and live by. Grow up and grow on, get on and get by. So forth and so on. Since here the last days, I can hear the horn singing. I can see the red sky. I can hear the drum beating. I see the dead die. How long will they mourn Jesus? At least I stand by my scriptural warn readers. Say, why you living here? Believe what you believe in. But you don't want to not believe in leaving seeing. Don't take this here too personal, cause I'm just speaking. This is that's heavy on my mind, and that's my reason.
Sunshine to the rain.
Sunshine
when
to
it comes,
rain.
It goes again.
When it comes,
even when the story ends. Just turn the page and make it again.
My
your sunshine, cloudy days.
Your
don't
cloudy.
Make me, I will never change.
Good evening, Halifax. Youth Now Radio, now in effect. We are here, over here in Studio A and Studio B. We got kind of a packed house tonight. So we're going to send it around, tell everyone to say what's up.
What up? It's Glenn. It sucks outside, but we're still here.
Youth Now Radio, I move in the building, signed in O'Dizzy. What's up, y'all, Studio B?
What's up, it's Lash, a.k.a. Mr. Marshall Williams, a.k.a. The Champ. I'm back again, fresh from Hong Kong. I'm jet-lagged, so we'll hear about that a little later on in the show.
Hey, Halifax, it's Becky. Yeah.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. 1, 1, 2.
That man grabbed the microphone off the microphone handle.
No, I'm trying to. Oh, okay,
be aggressive.
Yes, yeah, it's Kyle. Kyle Crawley here. Like every Monday, I'm here. Holding it down. I moved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who else we got?
What's up, Halifax? This is Mia. I don't have anything exciting to say. I'm here. That's good.
Yeah.
And my name is Diane. I'm coming from the north, representing Labrador, Diane Obed.
Well, are you from Labrador?
North.
Labrador, yes.
Oh, cool.
Up to the road.
Diane's our guest in the studio, who we'll be talking with Diane in a bit later on.
Who are you?
Who am I? Yeah. I'm Sobaz, a.k.a. Sobaz, a.k.a. Sobaz.
A.k.a. That sounds sexy.
A.k.a. Good to all about the Benjamins.
All about the Benjamins.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's good to be here, as always, on Monday, 5:30 till 7. The most interesting hour on the airwaves. Hour and a half, sorry. Yeah. Of viewing time on the airwaves.
Listening for leisure.
And who else is here?
Yes, yes, Halifax. It's your boy Nephew, a.k.a. the Weatherman, a.k.a. Young Diz. You know what it is, Williams. And I'm having a sucky day because it's raining outside.
He made it rain. That was a bad joke.
I was just going to say he had the paper in his hand. I thought he was going to jump into the weather early.
Is it everybody? Everybody but me. No, Showbiz, how, what's up? How was your weekend?
My Father's Day weekend was great.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I actually had breakfast in bed.
What?
Ooh,
nice
My wife and my children prepared breakfast in bed. I don't know what I did to deserve that, but hey, you know, I just felt very fortunate, and you know, I just celebrated my family over the weekend, so had a very good time. I had fish cakes, and what else did I have? Fish cakes.
I love fish cakes.
You love fish cakes?
Yeah.
I like them too. I had fish cakes and oatmeal.
Together?
The breakfast of champions.
Yeah, that's a pretty broad breakfast. Yeah,
when I done eat that, I went out and ran like about 12 miles.
Dang.
You know what to top that off good, Sobez?
Beer.
A banana. A banana would have been good with that.
Oh, I had a banana too. Sorry.
Oh, you left that out.
I left that out. And I had like a milkshake.
A milkshake? What kind of milkshake?
It was like a banana and like vanilla ice cream. And all mixed up in one thing. And
that sounds good.
Delicious. Mm-hmm.
Gave me a lot of energy.
So that was Sunday. Sunday was actually Sunday. National Aboriginal Day, that's as right. well as Father's Day, mm-hmm. as well as the first day of summer.
Wow. Summer solstice.
Oh, yeah.
Your status. That's yeah. what was on your status. I was like, whoa. Yeah.
Sunday was a busy day.
Yeah.
It was. Case, you know. Master of Ceremonies, holding it down, pressing the buttons. I want to give a shout out to Captain Brooks, my father, Sergeant Major Clayton, my grandfather, who's retired, and then a rest in peace shout out to George Grant, who is my grandfather, who is deceased, as well as George Brooks, who was also deceased, but he also my grandfather. So shout out to them and all the other fathers and grandfathers. Happy belated Father's Day. As far as my weekend goes, it was all right. I had a good weekend, actually. Even though the weather or whatnot, I had a good weekend. Nice little getaway or whatnot. But that's all right. So, yeah. What's happening, everybody?
My weekend was great. Friday, I had a wedding in Hong Kong. You know what I'm saying? Saturday, shopping in Hong Kong. Sunday, on the plane home from Hong Kong.
What'd you buy me?
Well, he's just a jet setter, isn't he? You know?
He's in that G4.
Shout out to D. Wongus.
And Human now Wongus.
Oh, yes.
That's right. Mr. the new Mr. and Mrs. Wongus.
Yes.
Well, give us a little context.
A little context. I don't know who are these people. Yeah. So, you know, my best friend Derek, a few years back, he went to Hong Kong to teach English at a Bible camp, and he met a young lady by the name of, her English name that she chooses, Allison. Her Chinese name is, or her Cantonese name is Human, and her Mandarin name is Shaowen. I know all that stuff because I pay attention. So he met her a few years back, and they've been dating steady ever since. And every year, one of them will go to the other place for a couple months. So last year, she came here. This year, he went there, and the year before last, he went there, and they go back and forth like that. And this year they decided to get married, so I decided to make the trip over last week to be there for the wedding. Got lots of pictures and video. I had a great time, you know, enjoyed some of the local cuisine, went shopping. It was a very, very enlightening and very fun cultural experience for me, so, you know, I enjoyed that.
Nice.
Sounds like a fun time, too, across the world and stuff, right?
Yeah, man, get close to the mic. We can't hear you.
Scooting up.
I didn't feel like moving at the moment.
But yeah.
What was your most memorable experience there?
Man, we went to Ocean Park, man. That was fun. I mean, it's just a theme park like anywhere else, but I mean, it was hot. There was panda bears and little things that look like raccoons that are also part of the panda family, and
did
turtles and fish and rides and dolphins and
did you get pictures?
Yeah,
of
I got everything, man. Trust me.
I want to see pictures of pandas.
They're not in the camera right now. They're on my computer, but you'll see them. Yeah, I got pandas, okay. Dolphins, seals.
Oh, you got it all.
Everything,
lions and tigers,
man.
And bears on mine.
Oh my.
Yeah, seriously.
Tigers? What kind of tigers?
No, there really wasn't no tigers.
Damn.
Was
there dragons? Chinese dragons?
There was some sort of lizard. I don't remember exactly what the name of it was, but there was some sort of lizard. So I mean, it was a lot of fun, man. It was like they had a zoo part, and then they had a part with rides, and you know, that was a lot of fun. And that was actually my only time on Hong Kong Island, because the way everything was set up when I got there was a lot of wedding planning and shopping, and just like the city's really big, so my time at Ocean Park was my only time on the island. I got to make another trip back sometime in the fall, man, if I get my money up.
I'm going through.
Yeah, I'm going to get my financial game up as well as my passport game up.
I forgot to tell you, Case, the hotel is cheap, too.
No.
Yeah.
How cheap?
Resort City in Ginza, man. Deluxe rooms, $80 a night.
What?
Nice.
Oh, yeah, we going. We going to Hong Kong. All right, so now that we got the whole round table, kitchen talk, introduction, little chop, we're going to go to a song. And then we're going to come back and rap with y'all, our viewers, our lovely, lovely viewers and listeners.
So stay tuned.
Yes, please do. If you want to call in, say what's up, or give an international shout out, or tell a story, or, you know, whatever you do when you want to call in to be on the air. If you're just too outlandish, we'll just cut you off. But anyway, it's 494-2487. So we're going to go to this track, and we'll be back. Youth Now Radio. CKDU. Keep it locked.
New R. Kelly.
Ski TV, baby.
When it comes to making love.
Hey, yo, drop that shit, Ski.
But you and me, baby. This is real. And that's why it's
number one.
The sex that we're having here, girl. Ooh.
This is number one.
The sex that we're having here, girl.
We better ask somebody. Can't nobody do it like us. Can't nobody mix chop and screw it like us. All over the living room, hitting it like us. In the middle of the night, wake up the building like us. And it's okay if you wanna brag. The sex so good, gon' pat yourself on the back. And them haters, they gon' hate. We just gon' keep blowing up, cause girl, they gon' hate anyway. You are now rocking with the best, best, best. I'll make you forget about the rest, best, best, best. Having sex with you, it's like making hits. Girl, we got egos, they can't tell us that we ain't the sh. No, I'm in your mix like a number one record, and the beat goes on and on. And it don't stop, you keep going from the night off.
This number one.
Sex that we're having here, girl. Ooh, can't rest.
You know you stay at the top spot when you're breaking it down to like a chop shop. Hey, cut it like some blades on a caddy. That's how you're working, bitch, daddy. Every time you put that on, you are now rocking with the best, 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 best. I'll make you forget about your ass. It's one race where you don't wanna come first. I know what I'm doing, ain't no need to rehearse. Yeah, yeah. A lot of dudes just be going nowhere fast. But you be steady cruising like you want it to last. That's how you made me a chocoholic. And right now my body's calling. I gotta know how you got the know-how. Baby, you're the champ before it goes down. If it was a gun, you was stone cold. I know I'll be there when I bang bang.
You and me in this bed, just what I was wishing.
Them other girls was cool, but it's something they was missing. And I don't call them back ever since we hit it in the kitchen. That night at my home, trench coat, nothing on. Your sex got me gone, went straight to my dome. And I love it, girl, I love it. Oh, I love it, girl, I love it. Girl, it's something about it that thrills me. That's why after we lay, you get to know the real me. Yeah. And it don't stop, you keep going.
About
pleasure you. All I wanna do is make this last. I kiss you up, I kiss you down. Be real quiet, I'm making sound. Take it slow or take it fast. Then a ooh, and a we, and a you, and me having fun. And when it's over in the morning, I'll say gracias, baby. Before you go, I'll scream down below.
Yes, yes, that was R. Kells. We're going to hit you right back with another track. This is some new Lupe Fiasco. So we'll be back to holler at you in a minute. Sit tight.
Attention put back on the flow like the Department of Water. Taking off of the dough like little Walter. Chess, yes, baby, I'm Jerry Lawler. Rebel with a cause, outlaw with a lawyer. Judge, jury like a loop, rap name Lupe, but my daddy named it Warrior. This is his memorial. Trying to get a liquor line when I be stripping lines. Won't this petition sign? It says I'm sick of dying, sick of this prison time. I really love my people, I'm sick of pimping mine. Now if we're auto-tune that shit, we can hear the songs from that opera groom fat bitch telling us not to pursue it, just to shoe it like a blacksmith with trap and moving round in circles like it's chapstick. And that's the same in circle way of thinking that we chat with. We'll rap this around your head like the bandanas Fabulous used to wrap his hats with. Rather be in feds instead of National Geographics. Well, I'm not having it now. Say hello, and this is for the third time to everybody out there who ain't never heard mine. And if you haven't, you know you ain't never heard mine. Lou don't move, no cowards, you only heard lines. Not a facade cherisher, I'd rather have the scars. I don't idolize America, I'm dancing with the stars. All of them, yeah, they are too. You look up and you see us shining down on you.
I was down.
Everywhere, everywhere.
Yes, yes, yes. We are now back. Feedback, y'all. Can y'all back your head up in the mics or whatever you guys are doing over there?
All right.
So, as we come back from the musical interlude, I just want to give a big shout out to Percy, who has been appointed. What's he been appointed? Oh,
the Honorable Percy Pierce.
MLA Percy Pierce of the, he's Waverly, Fall River, and Beaver Banks MLA, but he's also been appointed to position of the Minister of African Nova Scotian Affairs and the Minister of Rural and Cultural Development.
Economic and Rural Development.
Community Development, yeah.
And Tourism, Culture, and Heritage Minister. So we want to say congratulations to the Honorable Percy Pierce.
And I just want to say, that's a great look. And I just want to give an extended shout out to Daryl Dexter and the whole NDP camp.
New caucus.
Yes, the new caucus. I also want to pat you on the back with the whole cigarette tax. I'm all for that. I don't smoke cigarettes, but.
Yeah, increase folks really 5 cents me. Per cigarette.
So it's going to generate $21 million
for the province. I'm all for it.
So what is the cigarette tax?
Extra nickel per cigarette
on every cigarette in the pack.
Oh really?
So like 20 something.
So it's between $1.25
you get a 20 pack.
Okay, I see.
And smoking's bad for you.
Go brush your teeth.
Yeah, mouthwash.
Talking about NDP, I actually went on Friday to go see Daryl Dexter and his whole executive cabinet.
Get sworn in.
Yeah. Yeah, I really wanted to be there, so I headed on down. Ah! Back. But yeah, that was really interesting. They said that they made history in two ways that day. It was the first time it was a... Oh, is that me?
Don't cuss, please.
Okay.
It's the other headphone. The one that you have down. The one that
man. Is it? Y'all gotta relocate something over here.
Come on, guys. Get it together.
Start the back.
Sorry.
It won't stop.
Come on, Showbiz. Take control over there. What's going on?
Don't worry, Case. I got it.
Okay, capital K on the job. That's what I'm saying. I just need results.
Okay, that's good. What do they call the person that does the swearing in, that does the sort of ceremony?
The House Speaker.
She's like the judge. She's a judge or something. The province. Or they call her. She has a title. What the hell is that title?
But she was the person swearing them in.
Yeah, swearing them in. So it was the first time an African-Canadian woman did that job. And also
you mean
the
not the lieutenant governor?
Yes, the lieutenant governor.
It was the lieutenant governor. Okay, right.
Yes, that's exactly who I'm talking. I knew it started with an L. So yeah, it was the first time a black lieutenant governor sworn them in, a black female. And also it was the first time Nova Scotia had a NDP government, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, all of these firsts. I hope that there is going to be. I mean, there's a saying, the proof is in the pudding. Have you heard that saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what that's about?
I like pudding.
Yes.
I don't.
No, I don't get it.
You guys don't get it?
No.
No. Can you explain that one? Because I'm gonna think about that.
But the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The proof is in the pudding just means that it's not done till it's done. It's the results are what. So the proof is in the pudding just means that the taste of the pudding at the end. Doesn't matter what you put into it. That'll tell you whether it was good or not.
Yeah. Okay, I get that.
So it's just it's about what they do as the NDP government. Yeah. Will they get results?
The results that
we've been looking for that we haven't been getting in the last 12 to 16 years with these other governments.
Mm-hmm. That'll be interesting to see.
I'm hopeful though. I think that.
I'm hopeful too.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get a bridge, match.
You already know how I feel about that third bridge, man. Seriously, that third bridge is essential to the growth of the Halifax Regional Municipality. Seriously.
We could build it.
So, I'm telling you, I don't care if it costs $1.2, $1.6, $1.8, or $2 billion. Someone better get on the job and start talking to all levels of government so we can get that bridge built or tunnel or whatever they plan on building, man.
I think before we build any tunnel, we need to fix the sewage plant because it's
That's
stinking.
More important to me.
Oh, is that Friday evening? Oh. Is that Friday evening?
Yes, it was Friday evening. That's
story for you guys.
Oh, man. So Friday.
Why is that so important to you?
Why?
Yeah, I don't think we even need the two bridges we got.
The bridge,
yeah.
Hold on.
All right, let me break it down for you.
Right now, the way downtown is, it's not accessible. And the easiest way to make downtown Halifax accessible is to to the surrounding areas, especially the surrounding areas on this side of the water, are to make another bridge from Woodside over to towards the train station end. And what that would do is also it would prevent traffic during rush hour, because, you know, in rush hour it takes 45 minutes to get from downtown Halifax to even the other side of Halifax during regular driving without issues. So if you put another bridge down the other end, that'll split the traffic up, and it'll take the 20 minutes it's supposed to take to get where you're going. So that solves everything right off top.
People going to that area and then, would go that route.
Exactly. And then you also have an alternative route when there is traffic on one of the bridges, say from an accident or something, right now, where it all funnels to one bridge, and the bridges, as you get on either side, it's not very good for, you know, exit or arterial driving to get around. Like, there's, you know, you come off, there's one street, and that's all, the only street you can take. So on either side of the bridge, if there's an accident, traffic is screwed up for hours, because it all funnels to the other bridge, and then that bridge is all packed. So a third bridge would also help alleviate that.
I guess you're right, but I don't know. Do you guys see that as being a direct problem that we need to fix right now?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Well, like I said, after the sewage plant.
I see.
Gross.
Fix the sewage plant. Yeah, like
Friday. I say sewage plant comes first.
Yeah,
probably.
Friday evening we were driving.
But the feds already said that the federal government, they already gave the city like a year or something, or they're going to start fining them or something.
Yeah. Should.
But see, so the sewage plant does come first, but I'm just saying that. But when you think about the long-term growth of the city, in the next 20 years, the city's going to double. So that means by default, almost, that traffic's going to double. You know what I mean?
Traffic's already like doubling now almost.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not even, and that's probably due to the poor public transit, which we've already touched on a couple weeks ago, and I'm not going to get back into it. But I mean, we need improved public transit, improved road systems, which, like I said, would include that bridge. I also think that they have room to improve other areas of highway.
Okay, you know, I gotta say something to that. Like, in 20 years, we don't know where we're gonna be. This is a coastal city, so our coastlines are disappearing. It's environmentally destructive. You need to put your money in places where it's gonna help the earth rather than destruct it and create more production for cars. You should put money into bikes or into something much more useful and environmentally friendly.
I agree, but here's the other thing that you have to take into consideration. Better traffic situations is probably the biggest improvement to greenhouse gases is to have reduced traffic, because then if you reduce idling and people get where they're going, that cuts the greenhouse gases right off the top, because that's the biggest producer.
More traffic, because there's another bridge, I'm gonna get a car now. And
you'll get to where you're going a lot sooner. So essentially, your engine will run a lot less.
Infrastructure to use cars.
I think that would also be equally important to improving public transit as well. It's not like a bridge isn't just for cars. A bridge is for buses too. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, but people aren't gonna go get a car just because there's a third bridge there.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a car, it's just gonna make it easier for you. No one's gonna go buy a
car. Actually, on the road, basically.
And actually, I find it would probably be the opposite. If it was easier to get places, less people would have cars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's part of a whole transit infrastructure improvement. I say, you know, the bridge goes there too. But I mean, we need better busing systems. Someone earlier when we were talking off air mentioned that we could use a subway or a high speed train. And that's something, because our city, even though we don't have a lot of people, it is geographically big. So to have something like that would also help the public transit situation. And that all that put together comes into a strategy that helps it helps improve people's lives and the quality of life, and you can get where you're going. And it also reduces the greenhouse gases and helps the environment at the same time. So I think that all that put together is a very good investment.
I hope you're listening, Daryl Dexter.
Yeah.
All these recommendations.
And we plan on having Mayor Kelly and
Stephen Harper, because all levels of government have to be involved in city improvement. Seriously.
Yes, you're right. We want a new stadium, a big
yep.
one,
okay.
You know, so we
yep,
can bring
that's
some,
true too.
Some real musicians.
But I mean, I kind of echo, I mean, I you know, enjoy, I mean, I don't drive, right? So obviously I'm a bit biased, but I think, you know, a focus on like a health strategy, I think, is equally as important as an infrastructure strategy as well.
You have to educate your people.
Yeah, you do have to educate your people. But I mean, it takes more than education, because I mean, you're talking about shifting attitudes towards everything from food to exercise to, I mean, and I don't really see that in this province, really. I mean, I hear a lot of talk about it, but I don't really see the results of a sort of a health focus, really. I don't know what you guys think.
Did you guys hear about the Nova Scotia liquor sales talking about change?
Yeah, they went up a lot.
I mean, that's not
really
good.
I can understand that,
what
though.
That's my fault.
I guess I'm not really sure, but I
revenue's up 30 million since last year.
Yeah.
Liquor Corp.
Yeah, everyone, like, they talk about the liquor sales went up, which is... I can't believe that, though.
Yeah, how much did it go up, though?
30 million? Just in Nova Scotia.
Since last year.
Just in Nova Scotia?
You guys have
people are stressed out.
No. Stop the whole issue. No, seriously. The reason that the liquor sales went up was because they put up the minimum price of drinks. There's probably not even more alcohol being sold, really, because if you say to the bar that they have to charge X amount of dollars a bottle, right, or whatever, and they're charging people more money, they're drinking the same amount of liquor, they're just paying more for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you're right, actually.
Well, I don't know how right that is, because, I mean, I heard on, what was it, a school in the province here, they had this safe prom night. Did anybody hear about this safe prom?
Yeah,
they
have safe grad anymore.
Safe grad,
whatever it's called. And it was interesting because I heard one of the young people, you know, the school that was holding it, is they're thinking about next year canceling it. And I guess for those who don't know, Safe grad.
It's an after party put on by the school, so there's no alcohol or drugs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because some of the young people were saying, we're young. We don't want to go to these safe grad parties. We want to drink and get drunk.
Really?
Yeah.
But see, that's been happening for 100
years. I went to safe grad, though.
That's been happening for 100 years since before there was a drinking age. So that's not, you know, there's not no increase in youth drinking. I say stuff like this all the time, right? Because I try to look at the facts and from my, I believe, from a historical perspective. And, you know, there was the same youth drinking problem, so to speak, probably 40 years ago, except there wasn't a drinking age 40 years ago. So now when you have someone under 19 drinking, it's a problem, you know. So when rules change, that's when people decide that there's a problem. But the problem or the existence of it didn't really change. It's just the perception of it changed.
I want to put it out there. If you went or plan on going to your safe grad or not, can you call it and tell us why or why not? If you went, if you had a good time, whatever. 494-2487. I'm gonna start it off by saying I went to my safe grad. It was shady though, because it was on a beach and it was sucky weather.
I went at mine on a beach.
What was the beach called?
We went to McDonald Beach.
We was at McDonald Beach. The weather was, it was foggy and misty out and sucky, but it was all right, though. We had Glow Promotions there, so we had, like, a big, like, Glow host, bouncy ball host and stuff, whatever you call it. So,
yeah,
it was all right. I'd say it was a marginal time. If the weather was nice, you probably could have had a good time. And I'm pretty sure that there was substances and alcohol on the premises anyway, but...
Definitely. There's a couple proms tonight, actually. Auburn
Let's crash
and, Auburn's tonight.
Yeah,
I know
Auburn.
That for sure.
So Auburn, that was our safe grad right here. You know what I mean? We got some Auburn alumni here.
Shout out to Auburn. I went to my safe grad too, and we had a good time. It wasn't warm, but we still had a like it. But it wasn't cold, and it wasn't raining or nothing. So we still had a good time. There were tents. You know what I'm saying? We was playing tug of war. We had it going on all night. I didn't see any alcohol or drugs on the premises. I didn't drink back then either, though. So you know, I actually didn't drink till I was 19. Believe it or not. So I keep it real.
If we would have had heat and we would have had some of them girls in the water, I think our safe grad would have popped off.
Well, I went to high school in the Caribbean and England, and I just have to say, you North American kids are just weird.
How so? Because we don't drink and stuff.
Yeah, how so?
Or what?
No, I'm just playing. I'm just being provocative here.
Oh.
No, but in a real sense, though, I think that, yeah, this whole kind of notion of drinking, I don't know, in England, I guess... In the Caribbean, too, it is different. But now I'm thinking about it, it isn't that different. Because I can remember people going to their graduations smoking weed and stuff and being high. So maybe it isn't that different.
So, Bez.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
In the Caribbean, isn't it true that there's no drinking age? Because I remember I went to the Bahamas and there was no drinking age. People, like, you could be 10 years old.
Marshall's just so hungry to grab the mic for me. Go ahead, man.
No, I was just going to say, it's not really true that there's no drinking age, but it's generally not enforced really anywhere by here in the States, truthfully. Because I have a friend who, she's from Scotland, and I talk to her all the time. She just turned 18, and she
before she was 18, the legal drinking age is 18 in Scotland, and she worked in a pub before she was 18, and she drank all the time. Like, every time I would talk to her on MSN, she'd be like, yeah, I'm going out and getting drunk, and it's just not frowned upon like it is here. Even though there's a drinking age, it's just generally not enforced the way it is here or in the States. And, I mean, I don't want to say whether that's good or bad, because, I mean, I don't really know. I personally think that... I will say whether it's good or bad. I think it's good that it's not enforced, and I'll tell you why. Because I think that if there was no drinking age, for example, you'd be able to identify problem drinkers at an earlier age because they wouldn't have to hide it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
So then that would be, you know, you'd be able to have health interventions at a much earlier time.
People want to break rules that are enforced. If no drinking age, people are not going to want to drink because it's not against the rules.
Exactly. They'll have their drink when they're 12, and that'll be it for the rest of their life.
This makes room for healthy debate. That is completely wrong. You should not drink underage because it makes you have impaired judgment. You make decisions that you would never make if you were sober. You go and take part in risky activity that you would never do, unprotected sex, taking drugs, driving the vehicle when you're not supposed to be. All of these things come with the influence of alcohol.
But that also comes for people who are overage.
People can do that at age, whether they're 40 or 17.
Stop sign. Can I interject? Blow the whistle, brother.
Okay.
I want to pose the question to the viewers. If you agree or disagree with the drinking age, call in 494-2487. We're going to play a song, let you guys think about it, and then when the song's over, call in, flood the lines, and tell us, first of all, if you went or did not go to your safe grad, and
if you plan to go,
and also if you agree or disagree.
Tell them not to be scared to call in, man.
Yeah, don't be scared, man. We don't bite. If you don't want to be put on air, we won't put you on air, but just call in, tell us what you think.
And we won't bite, only if you don't want us to. If you want us to bite, we will.
Alright, so we're gonna be back.
What's the number again, Mr. Case?
494-2487.
494-2487 is the number to call. Issue is, are you gonna go to your safe prom?
Safe grad
or not, or did you go or didn't you go? And also, what's your feelings on that? What is it, the drinking age?
What are your feelings on that? Do you agree that there should be a drinking age and
a legal limit?
Yeah. And second of all, do you agree with the Nova Scotia limit of 19? So yeah, call in and tell us what you think right after this track. Youth Now Radio, right here on CKDU. Keep it locked.
Cheer.
There's another part I should add in there. The part about TV, baby. When it comes to making love. Hey, yo, drop.
I know them other dudes try, but you know I feel. Put that thing on ya, I'ma have you falling in love. Yeah. You shawty love it, how the homeboy grip that feel. But I should warn ya, I'ma have you falling in love. I got it chopped and screwed, so it's moving real slow. That's how you know that I'm coming. Oh, baby. I told her I can show you. Where we can chill. If you wanna call me when you're leaving the club. Yeah. Tell your homegirl you about to get your thrills. Call her back when your boy finished beating it up. I got it chopped and screwed, so it's
Now back, and we do have a caller. Caller, are you with us?
Should there be limits? What were you saying, Zobel?
Yeah.
Why won't I say?
We were having a deep discussion. That's why we're.
Yes,
not
and we have a caller. Hello, caller. Josh, you with us?
You gonna call him?
Yes, you can hear us, Josh. Josh.
Yeah, I'm still here.
What's happening,
Josh? What up, Papa?
How old are you, Joshua? Yep, that's old Dizzy.
Yeah, what up, Papa?
What's up?
Sobez asked you a question.
Yeah.
How old are you, buddy?
I'm 10.
You're 10, huh? Thanks for calling in.
No, that J Money.
All right.
That your brother.
All right.
That the weatherman, bro.
So what's on your mind? What do you want to share?
I was just calling to say that I do believe that you should be either 19 and up.
That's all you're going to say, younger.
Wow. That's right, young shorty. That's right, baby.
Applause to you, my
Why do you feel that way, buddy?
Because if you're young and you get drunk, you won't know what to do with your life.
That's right. That's right. Well, you keep on. That's I think you're absolutely right.
Thank you so much for your comment. I really appreciate that.
Do you want to give any shout outs, Joshua?
Yeah, I'll give a shout out to Mom.
That's right. That sounds good.
That's very wise words there.
You're a smart kid, buddy.
Boy.
Tell your friends.
Yeah.
Tell your friends, exactly.
All right, Josh.
Bye.
Thanks for your call.
Peace.
See you later, Papa.
Okay. Bye, buddy.
Okay, bye.
So I just want to get back into the debate a bit, because what we were saying off air is that, and I mean, my perspective isn't necessarily that we should have, young people drinking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think there's a certain level of responsibility that you have to have in order to drink. But the issue that I'm saying is that people are getting access to it anyway, you know? And, you know, if there's someone who's, say, 14 or 15 that has a drinking problem and they go to their five different 19-year-old friends to get them to buy liquor, you know, 5 days a week, you know, if they were walking in that liquor store and trying to get it themselves, then that's something that could be identified a lot easier, you know what I mean, in those situations where there's problem underage drinking.
They could pick up on that, on how many youth are drinking, you know what I mean? But that ain't going to fix no problem.
I just feel like, you know, people who want to drink are going to drink anyway. They're going to find ways around the rules, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't, like I said, another thing I said off air is, if they were to cut the drinking age off right now, there'd probably be a slight increase in underage drinking for the first year or so, because, you know, it's new and they're allowed to go do it, and that's just how things happen. But after that, you would start to see real numbers of, you know, are youth actually drinking and what's really going on. And then, like I said, you could identify those problems quicker when there is problem drinking at a younger age, you know. But like I said, there is always a certain level of judgment that comes with anything. You know, so with that said, we don't want people I don't want to put a set age on it, because there's always different levels of maturity. But let's say in their late teens, early 20s, we don't want people really younger than that drinking. But, you know, it's something that could be that, you know, you could identify the problems earlier as opposed to having them sneak behind people's backs and do it anyway.
Well, most parents really, they say if you're gonna drink, do it here around me so I know what's going on, right? So,
all right. I'm gonna interject with a caller.
Yeah, go ahead.
So caller, hope if you mind being on the radio, just tell me to take you off air. But yeah, I'm just throwing you in the mix. Hello, caller.
Hi.
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 How are you?
I'm listening to your conversation, and I think it's really interesting and really important. And I was just kind of, like, interested more in, like, how we put less emphasis on the individual and more emphasis on corporations that are producing the liquor and advertising to young people especially. So making the corporations more accountable, I think, is really important when we're having these discussions. And I just wanted to say that. And I was kind of thinking that for myself that it would be better to create or not to have laws, because it would, I think parents and community should instill strong values about what is, appropriate behavior, and there should be less alcohol being produced in general.
That's a very good point. Yeah.
Because if I'm just thinking, let's just say that they removed the drinking age or whatever. For me, I would know that, my family wouldn't support me. Me going out and getting drunk every night, whatever. So it's all about your family values as well. So that was a cool conversation.
True. So what's your name, caller?
Oh, it's Crystal.
Crystal,
so did you go to your safe grad?
Sorry.
I said, did you go to your safe grad?
For prom.
Prom, like safe prom.
Oh, it was a really long time ago. I think I probably did drink a little bit, but not. I have two younger siblings, and they really got really intoxicated for it. And I don't actually drink, so for health reasons now, so. I find the whole industry of drinking really fascinating.
I see. You said it was a really long time ago. I'm going to try and put you on blast and ask how old you are. I'll tell you, mine was 11 years ago. I'm 27.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm 29. I guess it's not that long
All right.
ago.
Oh, man, that's...
Come on now.
Not like 50 or anything.
It's like, so long ago, I can't remember.
I can't remember. It's getting foggy, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But, yeah, thanks for having me on air.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Appreciate it. No problem.
Tune in every Monday.
Great.
I think she made a good point about the values part, but, I mean, when children grow up in unhealthy families, it's hard. A lot of communities have social problems that are much larger than the family, much larger than the community. There are a lot of historical factors that play into alcohol problems. So, I mean, as much as you want to instill values, they're going to face a crossroads where they can continue on in a cycle or learn other more healthy ways.
And I think emphasis on learning the healthier ways, I think, is an important one. Because, I mean, I can remember when I was sort of, again, when I was younger and why I would drink and when I would drink, and very often it was to emulate the adults. It didn't make me have a better time. It really didn't make me sort of enjoy the people I was around more. It was sort of just to kind of, everybody else was doing it, so therefore I did it too. Mm-hmm. And it really kind of, at the end of the day, I'm looking at the bowl, the toilet bowl, and I'm, throwing up my guts. I'm like, what is the point of this, really? It's really self-abusive. So, I mean, and that's when you do it to excess, right? Mm-hmm. We spoke about it during the break as well, talked about, having a social drink and how, some people are able to do that. And, and then there's the sort of, when people abuse it. And then what Diane is talking about too, which is a systemic, really, it's a systemic abuse of alcohol as well. And I don't know. I think no matter where you are, I think you should be able to answer the question, why you're doing this. And if you don't have an answer that is sort of satisfactory to you, or an answer that really doesn't answer that, then I think maybe you need to kind of, maybe you shouldn't be drinking.
Yeah, one reason why I think this is a good issue for debate is because me personally, I don't really see how it would be an influx in youth drinking if there was no drinking age. That's only because when I was younger, I seen people who had drinking problems younger and stuff. I didn't have that desire to drink, but
you know, young people are always curious, you know, to like, what does it taste like or whatever the case may be, and like things like that. But in places where I were in the world that didn't have a drinking age, I seen that it was accepted more. People who drank, and people who didn't drink. But I'm saying why I think it wouldn't matter if it was an age or not, because there's a certain allure that people have of things that, you know, that they're not allowed to do. Like, so I can't buy liquor, so they're going to ask their older friend or, you know what I mean, or something like that or whatever. But, like, when I turned 19, it wasn't that, you know, I just went to the liquor store because I could buy liquor. I just, my habits were the same. But I feel that if I was able to buy it at an earlier age, maybe my experiment would have been at an earlier age. But, you know, people at young ages, they don't really, they go to school and stuff like that. Like you say, like Marshall said, it's going to be, see if it's a problem. Like, you're not going to do things that, I don't know, just because it's around. I don't know. Maybe you do things when it's around you, but I'm just saying, personally, it wasn't a problem.
I just want to add, I think what Marshall's point is, if they did change or get rid of the legal drinking age, the people who are under 19 right now who are drink are still going to drink. The only difference is those people are going to be able to go into liquor stores rather than pay someone else. But the ones who are under 19 who don't drink, I don't think they're going to go to a liquor store and drink just because they can. I think there's reasons behind the fact that they don't drink, behind the fact that, I don't think, because like I said, it's not, the legal age really is, doesn't prevent anyone from drinking. It just prevents you from buying alcohol. So if you want it,
like, say if you had children, Case, if you had children, right, and you let your children go out somewhere, you know, you raised them not to drink, but you was raised not to smoke, but you smoke, you know what I mean? Then they're gonna go out there, they're gonna go in the store, they're gonna buy their pint, they're gonna get drunk with their friends, and you don't know what's gonna happen, you don't know what your child's doing.
I think just depends on it depends a lot on your home life too.
But,
What's allowed for you, and how people discuss different things with you about what the effects are and why this is good for you, what's bad for you, and just, I think open communication just eliminates a lot of issues of people have habits that they have.
Exactly. Yeah. And what I was just going to say too, man, every parent at some point is going to have the experience of their child coming home drunk, probably. It's going to be 99.999% of parents are going to have that experience at some point. You know what I mean?
It's going to be 100 if they take the
But you know what I'm saying? But I mean, you know, but yeah, there may be, like I think I said this off air, but there would be a slight increase right away, because that's what always happens when rules change. But then following that, it would just, you know, you would see who's drinking and who's not. Like Lauren said, you know, there's places where there's no drinking age. People drink, people don't. That's just how it works, you know. And I mean, overall, I just think with anything, I kind of wanted to take it a bit off topic here a bit, but we don't give young people enough credit anyway. You know what I mean? Like, we believe that, oh, if they take away a drinking age, every young person's got to drink. Man, we got to trust that people, especially teenagers, they do have some level of judgment. You know what I'm saying? They're not just idiots. Like I had my first drink when I was 14, didn't really drink after that. You know, I had my next drink when I was 17. Didn't really drink after that until, you know, I didn't really drink until I was over the drinking age anyway, you know, and I still don't even really drink that much. You know, I drink maybe once a month, if that, and it's not to get drunk, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and I think that's, you know, that's probably more the norm than the exception, but people would like to view that as if it's the exception, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Well, good point. So, I think we should move on. Because, I mean, we have a few other things we want to talk about on the show, right?
Yeah, definitely. Though,
don't we? Yeah, but it was a good discussion, indeed. You have a track lined up?
Yeah, we got a track lined up. And then I was going to say, after this track, we're going to come back to you with the weatherman. He's going to give you all the week's weather. And then one of our lovely ladies is going to come at y'all with the PSAs, or is Les Marsh going to assume his position again?
Nope.
I lost it when I was on injured reserve. I don't even want it back now. Trade me.
No, it's not.
I'm holding no for a bigger contract, or I'm the man in the trade, straight up.
Okay, so he's relinquishing his position. So, yes, one of our ladies is going to come at y'all with some PSA. So,
and we also have Diane from First Voices in the studio. She's going to share some information about First Voices here, too. Was that Sadell that just walked in?
Yes.
What's going on, Sadell? Good to see you.
Walked in with a friend.
Anyway, but so obviously we got a full house, but we'll be right back after this track.
And Diane, we got that track coming for you, not this one, but the next one.
Diane, we've got a track lined up for you, Diane, and First Voices.
Oh, yeah.
Not this one, but the next one.
Yeah, the next song we play will be...
But the next one.
Yeah. Not now, but right now. Joking.
Okay, right. So you might want to... And what we'll do, we'll kind of maybe kind of say what that track's going to be.
Well, we'll let her. We'll let her when we come back to.
Right now, yeah.
No, right now, right
not,
now.
Not right now. We'll come back and we'll do all that.
I
when we
actually
get
sounds
back.
Good. I don't know what the track. All right, is. What
so
is the track?
Don't worry.
We're
going to
find out later.
Yeah.
Right
okay,
now.
Okay, but
stay
guys,
tuned.
Can you guys hear me breathing though?
Yeah, we can hear you chewing gum and everything.
Okay, man. I'm cutting all you guys off, man. We'll be back for a track. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Yeah, for every pair of lines I spit, I leave you paralyzed and bent, so clear a path. If you're not parallel to my paragraphs, apparently if they say I'm better than you, there's no reason for me to put myself on the pedestal. Moving forward ahead of you, like you riding a bike and you can't move till the pedals do. Nobody team's comparable, niggas falling so fast they need to pull the strings on the parachute. So stop the comparisons and get buried up under America's soil. We can start with the letter U, S, food for thought, thought for fools. When niggas will take a life for the Jews and the pair of shoes. The hood is out for dollar signs. We trade the heaven skies for a slice of the devil's pie. Tried to make it my downfall, but see, all I know is the tall audience's applause for the curtain calls. All the best now, we're spitting the truth. Why? Use a letdown like convertible roofs. I see the mic can murder the booth. Nah, killing shit precise like a snipe that's on top of the roof. Ha!
You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. Come to court in the matrix. It's out of hand, out of man, gotcha. Yeah, my danger feels like Rodney. You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. Come to court in the matrix. It's out of hand, out of man, gotcha. Yeah, my danger feels here.
Four finger ring rap, sling slang, Pharaoh the flow's good. You couldn't hang if you was being Rames and Rosewood. Couldn't string together some shows and homes, but sang together with soul for you. And now you came with the doughs good. I'm Billy Joel, I'm really soul, Mike. Dust off some red vinyl that's really old. And chop drums on a roll while I'm shotgun with a wireless NBC 4000. I got one. I've gone through some hot. I'm cool, the Top Gun, but not the Bonds of Tom Cruise. I got a pool of lyrical warning shots that you shouldn't respond to. Like pant legs around the ankles of hipsters. I'm tight, paint a more visual picture than Pixar. Get more skull and skeletal or rip fuel. While y'all bite like parasites and pit bulls.
You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. I'm caught in the matrix. It's out of hand, out of man, gotcha. Yeah, my danger feels like riding. You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. I'm caught in the matrix. It's out of hand, out of man, gotcha.
It go punch, shoot, stab, kill, smoke this, sniff that, nigga pass the pills. Niggas rapping about daffodils, tree hugger, that's when the cat slap your grill. P-bump ya, my defense offense nonsense. Drunk with the proofy y'all, bring it to a law bend. Car can't put the glasses off, pop a fucking lover's lane cause the ass is off. Crip tonight. But I'm a blood today. Latin king tomorrow, keep it caliente. I send Spanish niggas to visit your label. Ref on me handy and take your digital cable. The guard hard body, I ain't physically able. To test me, I'm gently, this whipping is fatal. Blast catch, y'all niggas is past sex. Acting like a boss, get lost, what up, next?
You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. I'm caught in the matrix.
It's out of hand, out of man, gotcha. Yeah, my danger feels like Rodney.
You love my... My style, cause I'm not what you used to. Caught in the matrix.
It's out of hand, out of man, gotcha. You're in my danger. You're in my danger field.
We are back. So,
you cut me off, man.
Yeah, I did.
I was going like, and you went, chink.
Yeah, and that's enough of that, for real.
I hear you, sir.
That's all that. But, so yeah, we got the young Diz, you know what it is, Williams, a.k.a. the Weatherman. He's going to come at y'all with the
we
week's weather.
Rain on him,
Yes, hella facts.
Talking to your mic.
Okay.
Bring the sun out tomorrow or something.
Nah, I don't even know. But your current conditions, light drizzle, as you can see outside your windows. Tonight we have showers and drizzles with a risk of thunder showers. About 5 to 10 millimeters, fog patches, And on Tuesday, we have showers and drizzles again. The rest of a thunder shower in the morning and a high of 19 and a UV index of 3.
Yikes.
On Tuesday, it's cloudy with 60% chance of showers and a low of 15. Wednesday, it's cloudy with 60% chance of showers and a high of 20. Thursday, we have a mix of sun and cloud with a low of 14 and a high of 26. Friday, it's cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, a low of 15 and a high of 20. Saturday is cloudy with a low of 15, a high of 22. And Sunday, we have a mix of sun and cloud, a low of 13 and a high of 20.
We're going to jump into the PSAs.
Yeah, man.
We'll jump right into the PSAs.
Are the PSAs even picked?
Yeah, they're done.
They're picked.
Oh, yeah, man. We'll just go right into that.
All right. It's time for Ennis Burg to produce a new publication to provoke thought and action as they revive their Rooting Out Racism campaign this summer. They're going to be producing the next phase of their In Perspective series, Racism in Perspective. They're seeking an array of submissions to shed light on institutionalized racism in Nova Scotia, as well as on larger global structures of inequality rooted in the concept of race. They're accepting both nonfiction and fiction pieces, encouraging personal perspectives, essays, poetry, songs, comics, photos, drawings, and other artwork. Please get in touch if you have any questions with Angela Day. Angela at nsberg.org or call 494-6662. Submission deadline is June 22nd. All right, so you think you can dance. Are you Aboriginal between the ages of 18 and 25? First Voices is looking for you. If you dance traditional hip-hop, jazz, ballet, or any genre you believe you excel at, apply today. First Voices connects Aboriginal youth from North and the South through dance, through forms of art and dance. You could be one of four vibrant, energetic Aboriginal dancers chosen to experience a chance of a lifetime to work with Indigenous youth from the Philippines and a professional choreographer to create a collaborative dance piece that will showcase on an Atlantic tour this October. All travel fees are covered and accommodations are provided. Application deadline is July 31st, 2009. If you're interested, visit www.acic-caci.org. And finally, like summer camp, like working with kids, the Salvation Army Scotian Glen Camp is seeking volunteer camp chaperones from Monday, July 6th to Friday, July 10th. Chaperones will travel on the bus with campers, stay in overnight cabin facilities, assist camp staff as needed, and participate in activities with campers ages 7 to 12. Scotian Glen is located in Thorburn, just outside of New Glasgow. Applicants must be 19 or years or older and be willing to complete reference checks. There's no cost to volunteer and great food. If interested, please contact Christine Cameron, christine.cameron at S8Halifax, or call 422-1598, extension 243.
That was great. That was great. That was Diane, our new PSA lady in the house. And before I was rudely interrupted, I just wanted to say that.
Oh,
I got nothing more to add to that.
I want to say something. We have listeners who are listening, but they ain't got the nerve to call in. But Stacy thinks that there shouldn't be a drinking age either, because if there was no drinking age, people wouldn't be so amped up to get drunk. And she didn't want to call in and say that for whatever reason. So, I'm putting her on blast and telling everybody what she thinks. So that's what Stacy thinks.
Thanks, Stacy.
Okay, so Sadell's in the house. I mean, he's probably not on the mic, but we're glad to have him here. This is cool. We'll probably have a cypher a little bit later on during the show.
He's gonna say what's up.
Yo, man, what's up, y'all?
We're good, man. How you doing, Sadell?
Man, we straight chilling, man.
Straight chilling?
Yeah, man.
It's good to have you here in the house.
Oh yeah, you know, man, I gotta come swing through.
All right. What we're gonna do right now, though, and hello to your friend also, by the way. She's probably not close by. What's your friend's name?
What's your friend's name?
Taisha.
Yeah,
hello. We're saying
you guys make me all shy and shit. Come on, y'all.
Uh-oh. We're just saying hello to Taisha. That's all. Just saying hello,
Taisha.
What I wanted to kind of, I think what we should do is let's talk with Diane a little bit, if that's okay with you guys, about the first voices. But oh yeah, we're gonna get to a track, aren't we?
Yeah, number one off your CD.
Yeah.
Let's play that first, and then we can come back and talk.
You want to tell everybody what that is, or you want to play it first, and then you'll tell everybody what it is?
Well, it's basically what I said on the PSA. It's connecting Aboriginal youth from the North and the South.
Not the program itself, but the track.
What's the track?
Yeah. Oh, that's from last year's participants. They collaborated to make a CD. They made music. They toured around the Atlantic and performed in First Nations communities. And the CD is just... Yeah.
Okay, so you can, maybe you'll tell us a little bit more about what we're going to listen to when we get back as well.
Okay, so stay tuned for that.
Okay.
Boom, 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 boom. Okay, yeah, okay, here we go, right now.
Not now, but right now.
Not now.
Back.
Yes, I liked that song. It made me kind of feel like, I don't know, like it was sunny for some reason.
I know that song.
It took me out of the gloominess of this wet gray day. It's cool. What?
I had felt like I was down in
boom, boom.
Grenada for a minute.
Drinking pineapple milk.
Felt good. We're going to play something a little later on from that CD as well. There's some hip-hop stuff on that. Maybe we'll explore it a little later on and see if we can find a track. But, Diane, why don't you tell us a little bit about First Voices? What is that? What's this organization? Well, you tell us what it is.
It's a chance for Indigenous youth around the world to come together and share their culture and learn from other cultures. So it's a great chance for youth to also talk about Indigenous issues. They'll get to do it in a culturally appropriate ways. They get to dance. They get to... share with each other.
Just answer it with
that. It's interesting though, but that the first track that we heard wasn't typically it wasn't an Aboriginal track, right? It was actually from the continent in Africa. It was an African track, right? So how did that get into the mix?
I don't think we can play that.
Yeah.
ACIC is the Council for International Cooperation. So they're about engaging Atlantic Canadians to be more globally informed, to bring people together so that they can learn about global issues and also local issues, Indigenous issues. So it's about bringing two cultures together and learning from one another.
And was it like a learning space or workshop space or conference space, or how did they come together and collaborate? What does that look like?
There's two coordinators. There's an Atlantic coordinator and then there's an international coordinator. So get together with organizations from around the world and recruit Indigenous youth from over there and bring them here.
Here being where?
Halifax.
Okay, so this is where everybody meets in Halifax.
Yeah.
And how long is this Indigenous? Was it First Voices? How long of a session is that?
It's going to be a 2-week tour in October.
A 2-week tour.
Yeah.
So are you touring? What are you touring?
New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, and PEI.
Okay. And the purpose of that tour?
To showcase their collaborative dance piece that they create in a workshop in August.
Okay.
And then.
So people will get together. There will people from all over the world. Or
there'll be four youth brought from the Philippines this year to work with the four youth here in Atlantic Canada.
And they will produce a dance.
Yes.
And then that will be toured around.
Yes.
Wow.
That sounds interesting.
Yes.
We just had a caller, and she wanted to shout out Lamia. And she wants us to play. What was the song she asked for?
Everybody heard you.
That Drake song.
Best I ever had.
Yeah, best I ever had.
She's talking about me.
Yes.
She's the best sister she's ever had.
I want to go on record right now and say I hate that song.
What?
Oh, man.
But he also hates Young Jesus. So.
I'm on record.
Yeah, that's true too.
That doesn't count.
Yep. You guys know how I feel.
I don't know, man, about your opinion. Yeah,
you guys know how I feel about that, man.
And the snowman.
You know, you know how I feel, man. Why Drake sound just like Weezy, man? Straight up.
No.
Because he writes it.
Straight up. Why Drake sound just like Weezy? I hate that song. Straight up.
Did you listen to any of his other songs?
No, I said I hate that. I didn't say I hate Drake. I said I hate that song. I was specific. Please believe that.
Yeah. All right. So are we going to play this right now?
No, I just wanted to say that we was going to play it before the cypher because it was a shout out to Lamia because it was a little break in the conversation. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
But if you guys want to my sister Kwanda, thanks for listening.
Oh yeah, yep. Thanks for listening for sure. Are we sounding kind of low? I don't know. Are we sounding low in here? Are we sounding okay over the
You guys are okay, Sam.
Cool. I'm just sounding kind of low in the headphones here. Now, what are we going to do? I mean, is it cypher time? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, no.
Finished your convo?
We got 15 minutes. So you guys can finish your convo. And then the last 10-8 minutes or so, we'll let the artists run rampant on a few beats, and then we'll just close it up after that.
I like that idea of running rampant on beats.
So Bez.
Yes, sir.
It was, I don't know when the date is, but I just wanted to let people know that the Multicultural Fest is coming up, and I think it's next
weekend. Next weekend, or this weekend coming up.
Yeah, this weekend coming up.
Such good food, man.
If you know when the Multicultural Fest is, can you call in weekend, and tell everybody?
Yeah. No, it's this weekend. I saw a sign on the way over, man. It's this weekend.
Yeah.
It's this weekend. It's just the whole weekend.
On the gate.
Swear, is there
$6
food?
For adults, $5 for students and children.
All right, all right.
I'm
getting the plug out for the Multicultural Fest.
Let us in for free.
Get out there and be multicultural.
And, yeah, there's, like, these, like, pink, these waffle things in the tent. Get them.
There are a bunch
good.
Of tents.
They're good.
Get
the waffle,
the waffle
things in the tent.
Yeah, get the waffle things in the tent.
Right now.
Yeah, so do I, so do I.
Charles is here.
Charles is here, yeah. The Jazz Swing Arrangement is going to be coming up at 7.
Swing Arrangement's next.
Yeah.
So right. I had this urge just to ask you what color socks you're wearing, Casey.
Are you serious?
I know.
I don't know why that's coming to my head. Why I'm interested suddenly in the color of your socks.
White color socks.
White?
Snow white.
It's so boring.
I wear black socks all the time.
Me too, man. I took the advice from Cat Williams on the Ludacris album, man. I've been wearing black socks ever since. White socks, not pimping, man.
White socks, not pimping.
Well, I mean, I took to me like Tyson was a guy.
White socks, not pimping.
Tyson was a guy who changed the socks idea for me. Like, well, you know, because he said, you know, why he wore black socks in the ring, right? Because his business is what he meant, right? So that's why he didn't wear any other color socks other than black.
But he was also crazy.
Yeah,
I know that goes without saying.
He
but
him on Zoloft,
and he's in that movie job. Too. Isn't he in that movie Hangover?
Hangover. Yeah.
Everybody should see. Yeah. Seriously, The Hangover is real funny. So if you didn't go see it, you need to go see it. I'm telling you tomorrow.
Hey, but don't go spending your money. You need to be paying for your bills and stuff.
Man, listen. If you have a couple extra dollars that you don't need for your bills, go see The Hangover if you didn't know already.
If you got some disposable income.
Or don't.
Take your girlfriends.
Yeah, take your girlfriends.
No, don't say plural because there's plural guys.
Take your girlfriends plural and get caught up.
All four of them.
Nope. Show that pimp game strong. Roll to the movie theater with about four of them, all of them. Two on each arm.
Lamia supporting Mac.
No.
Lamia's pro Mac.
I could wear.
Make sure you wear
socks with hats on them and still be pimping.
Well, that's all good.
You got them on now?
What? No.
Probably.
Lamia's pro Mac and capital K is pimping.
I got a little quote for you guys from Common. If you want to be a heartthrob, you better be prepared to get your heart robbed.
Oh.
Okay.
I want you. That's
okay,
all.
We're getting on the hand. So we're gonna play the Drake that goes out to Lamia, and after that we're gonna let the artist run rampant on a few beats. So is it everyone in agreement?
But we gotta just get a final thought from Diane, here about the final voice. Do you want to share anything else about final voice? I mean, first voice. Sorry.
Do you guys have a website?
Final.
Yes. Do you have a website?
The application deadline is July 31st. So get out and apply. It's a great life-changing experience.
Website? Is there a website?
Yeah. www.acic-caci.org.
You want to say that again? Sounds kind of tricky.
Get a pen.
Yeah, give me
wait,
everybody
tries
to get a pen. So get off the couch, walk over to
the end table, go out
the
table,
put the sandwich down,
or listen to the archives. Exactly.
Yes, or the archives.
So we're giving you a time now to get your pen, get your paper, and the website address is
acic-caci.org.
Nice. All right, so now we have a special request going out to one of our in-house guests, Lamia.
Because I'm the best.
And then we're going to have a cypher with the in-house artist. And then we'll be back with final thoughts right here on UConn Radio, CKDU 88.1.
Thinking my songs are about them. This is not to get confused. This one's for you. Baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big. Bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Other hoes ain't never on it. I want this forever. I swear I could spend whatever on it. But she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say you the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had. I say you the fucking best. No, you got a roommate. Call me when there's no one there. Put the key under the mat and you know I'll be over there. I be over there, shawty, I be over there. I be hitting all the spots that you ain't even know was there.
And y'all don't even have to ask twice. You can have my heart or we can share it like the last slice. Always felt like you were so accustomed to the fast life. Have a nigga thinking that he met you in a past life. Sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. That's when you're the prettiest. I hope that y'all don't take it wrong. Y'all don't even trip when friends say you ain't bringing Drake along. You know that I'm working, I'll be there soon as I make it home. Is she a patient in my waiting room? Never pay attention to the rumors and what they assume. And until them girls prove it, I'm the one that never get confused with. Cause baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Other hoes ain't never on it. I want this forever. I swear I could spend whatever on it. Could she hold me down every time I hit up? When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say, you the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had. I say you the fucking best. Sex, love, pain, baby. I be on that tank shit. Buzz so big, I could probably sell a blank this. When my album drop, bitches will buy it for the picture. And niggas will buy it too and claim they got it for they sister. Magazine, paper, girl, but money ain't the issue. They bring dinner to my room and ask me to initiate. She call me the referee cause I be so official. My shirt ain't got no stripes, but I can make your pussy whistle like the Andy Griffith theme song. And who told you to put them jeans on? Double cup love, you the one I lean on. Feeling for a fix, then you should really get your fiend on. Yeah, just know my condo is the crack spot. Every single show she out there repping like a mascot. Get it from the back and make your fucking bra strap pop. All up in your slot till a nigga hit the baby, jackpot. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Other hoes ain't never on it. I want this forever. I swear I could spend whatever on it. Could she hold me down every time I hit up? When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say you the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had. I say you the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had.
Oh yeah. See, this is the type of joint you gotta dedicate to somebody. Let's make sure they that special somebody. Young Money.
I don't like her, unfortunately.
Shout out to Rihanna.
We back, we back, we back.
Drake baby mama.
Thank you for my song, Wanda. I enjoyed it. I was dancing.
Okay.
Yeah, I was down there with Rihanna and them locked out the night, right? Chris Brown walked in, you know what I mean? He was like, you see me all up on the girl or whatever. She was all up on me, actually, but, you know, he walked in. He was.
Stop lying on the radio.
Hey there. That's all I want to know.
She's dating some guy from the Grassy Hire.
Yeah, that's
that
Drake.
Was the guy who was just on the phone.
Yeah, Graham.
Oh, that whatever. Must have been who walked in there.
It was just a publicity stunt. Drake really loves me.
Okay, so there's about 5 minutes left.
Not even. Three.
Okay, well, no. Over here it says 6:54. I'm going by this.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Get your watch game up.
The artist, okay, so I have an okay. This beat has been okayed. So I'm going to bring it back, and I just want whoever to jump on it to jump on it.
Okay.
Be aware of the time, please.
No, nope. Don't worry. We'll just bring it back.
So I'm setting it off today.
You're setting it off?
Yeah, like I'm setting
right
it
now,
off.
Don't eat too well.
Yeah, right it back.
Just the beat, Kate?
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to kick in.
Oh, no, not that beat. Can't spit to that dish. Go ahead, man.
You can spit to it, man. Just check my rhythm after I get it. Give me one more go round. I come in right here. I strong arm rappers. I'm madder than the mad rapper and the mad hatter. My mind holds data. I'm a gold mine after. I come back from somewhere on the other side of the map, the other side of the track. Yeah, this here is the lash. The man that's about cash, you know how I go.
flows to the toe. Toe to toe in the boxing ring, it's not a thing. Take it outside and I'll steal your bling bling. You don't want to talk ish. I come through, man, I'm rockish. Cause I'm high like a rocket. Wow. Yep, I just stumbled for a second, but still a mic reppin'. Yeah, I'm a secret weapon from the east side of Preston. You already know, man, the freestyle flow, man. Oh, man.
It's all good, Marsh. I'ma turn my headphones up and get a bump, cause you know that I don't give a what. Everybody just chilling in the studio, doing things, trying to find a bitch with fat booty, yo.